The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yes, that's right. It is time for The Guest List, one of my absolute favourite segments. We get a great New Zealand musician. We ask them to pick some songs. We have a yarn, see where it goes. Now, today we've lined it up very well because not only are they doing The Guest List, but they are releasing some music today. I'm delighted to have on the line with me right now the effervescent, the amazing Jazz Patterson. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Effervescent. That's a fun word.
I know. It doesn't get used enough. And I took the opportunity there. Congratulations. It's release day. You have an amazing new song out, and I want to get to that. But before we talk about it, tell me, I asked you to pick two of your favourite Kiwi tracks. How easy of a task is that for you?
That was not an easy task, in fact. I was like, oh, gosh, one old, one new, narrow it down. But I got there in the end. I think I've got some bangers picked up.
Yeah, you've done really, really well here. And I, take New Zealand out of the equation. I hate when people ask me, like, oh, what's your favourite song? Because, it's just like, how do you answer that, you know?
It's such a mean question.
It is.
Why would you ask me something like that? Why would you ask me to narrow it down like that? Terrible question.
Now, as a musician, someone who produces a lot of work, do you love heaps of music? Like, is it kind of you embrace any style?
I embrace the majority of styles, I feel. There's heaps of different music that I love. I feel like I've really cooked my Spotify Wrapped for this year, though, because I've been listening to a lot of French, like, jazz pop house music, because I can't listen to anything with English lyrics when I'm working at home. So I'm like, I'm not going to jam my Spotify Wrapped, but like anything outside of the music I listen to when I'm not working is fairly diverse but pretty pop heavy.
Now, what's been going on in your world? Obviously we have this new track today. Has it been a music-heavy life for you in 2024?
It has been a music-heavy life, for sure, yeah. What have I been up to? I think, like, my main focus in 2024 has just been sort of finishing up this new music. I'm quite, like, echoey at the moment.
You don't sound too echoey to us.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, so kind, honestly.
I've just been focusing on, like, writing, recording all of this new music. It's a bit of a collection of my experiences over the last few years. And one of those experiences was a big old gnarly breakup. They always provide great writing inspiration.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah, it's been a very music heavy 2024 and life, would I even say.
Oh, I'm so, so glad to hear that. Not the breakup, obviously.
No.
That's always an ordeal. But that's kind of the best result out of a breakup, really, is you at least get some inspiration out of it.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
And
it was a fairly grim breakup, so I was quite inspired to write about it.
Yeah, right. And are you one of those people who really finds therapy in their music?
Yeah, 100%. I love writing about whatever I'm going through, and it feels really cathartic to sort of just take an experience that's been really painful for me and then turn it into something that feels beautiful or bittersweet. Like, it feels really, really therapeutic, for sure. the guy that this song is about, he's literally got three songs from the
wow.
the Graces experience.
Wow.
Yeah. But ironically, I'm like, we're on great terms. We're still friends. We still talk. We've even done some work together. But yeah, we're all good. We're happy as.
That's a great result, really. That's fantastic.
It's the best result. Honestly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to your first pick today. By, I reckon, to be fair, she's probably one of the most picked artists for this segment. Because, like, there's no one who doesn't, like, there's a Kimbra song for everyone, you know?
It's so true. She's an icon.
Now, you picked Good Intent.
I have.
Was this quick pick? Did it come to mind quickly? Did you about this one? Why Good Intent?
Why Good Intent? It just feels very, I don't know, I feel like a lot of Kimbra music feels pretty nostalgic for me, but this one just feels a little bit magic. I don't know.
I love that. Let's not overthink it. Magic is goddamn magic as far as I'm concerned. Let's play your first one right now. To our audience out there, here is Jazz's first pick today. It is Good Intent by the one, the only, Kimbra. Do enjoy. We'll be back shortly for more yarns and pick number two.
Thank you.
that's a good song. God, that's a good song. Hey, great first pick.
Thank you.
That I love that number. It's got some real kind of sort of jazzy, sort of soul-y elements to it. Now, would you ever consider incorporating those sort of aspects into your music? Because I know, particularly with your last couple of tracks, and people hear it on the one you released today, you've really embraced some electronic elements in your music recently.
Yeah, for sure.
So would you kind of do the same with those sort of funky, soul-y elements?
That's a really good question. I feel like I've not thought too much about, like, adding those kind of elements into my music.
But
it could be keen. It could be fun. So I play acoustic covers gigs every week in bars and restaurants to pay the bills. And I think, like, vocally, I definitely experiment with sort of maybe a little more of those different elements, probably more like R&B elements vocally, but...
Yeah, right.
I don't know, potentially, and new releases.
That's so interesting. Now, you'll have to educate me here. Kind of those acoustic sets, those more stripped back sets, are they a really good opportunity for a musician to kind of try new things?
Yeah, I think so. I find it personally like a really low pressure environment to play around vocally. And I think because I do the same, like I do the same set week after week after week, to avoid boredom, I just play around a lot with my voice and just sort of like explore like what I can do. And I think also it's kind of just sort of in some ways desensitized me to like singing and, oh, desensitized is a terrible word, but maybe just made me very, very comfortable with like singing in front of groups of people all the time.
God, that's so interesting. I'm learning a lot here. Let's talk about those sort of electronic elements you've introduced into a few of your latest tracks.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. Oh, it's pumping.
Fun. Thank you. So I guess like with adding electronic elements into my new music. So when I was younger growing up, the kind of music that I would make was like very like folky, like almost elements of country. Mm, and I was sort of this, you know, girl singing quiet, nice songs behind the guitar. And what I really wanted was just like a little bit more of an element of like of dance and of fun and like just to add a little bit of movement. And I think that like, honestly, introducing electronic elements partly comes out of a desire for like how that translates live.
Which is a bit more energy
to like, you know, walk around on stage. And I suppose like artists like Troy Sivan, Broods, Banks, those kind of artists have that type of energy that I really like to embody in my new music.
It's
making it a little bit more fun and a little less like slow pace.
Oh, I mean, you don't need to tell me twice. I freaking love it. I think it's great. And of course, Troy Sivan, very much sort of, he in a bit of a slutty era at the moment as well with the whole Sweet tour going on.
I love it for him. He truly is.
Hey, embrace those sort of things, I say. Now, your second pick today, actually one we've recently added to the playlist, Lil Bit Hot. Such a good song. Tell me, why'd you pick this one?
I love this song. I'm actually like, I'm obsessed with it. It's just so energetic. So the artist, I actually can't remember his proper name, but I met him a little while ago and he just, from our interaction, he just seemed like really calm, really chill, level-headed, like a really calm guy. Mm. And then and then this track is just so energetic, like almost like chaotic in the best way. I have like overplayed it at the gym. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, I freaking love it too. And you've actually answered my next question there, which was, have you met Who Shot Scott? And I have only ever talked to him over the phone, but I got that same impression. Such a calm, chill, cool guy.
Like, chill dude, yeah.
And then just makes this incredible music. Because he is very standalone in sort of his sound, I find.
Yeah, 100%. I think maybe that's partly why I like the song as well, is because it's a really beautiful fusion of different genres, which he's just done so well. Yeah. Now, I'm going to actually buy a ticket to his show next week after this chat.
Oh my God, that'll be good. Yeah. That'll be so good. Where is he playing?
I think Ding Dong Lounge, I think.
Oh, ooh, right.
I don't want to be spreading fake news, so it also might be Neck of the Woods.
I know.
Somewhere in Auckland.
Now, you know what? I'll confirm it after the segment. Perfect. But anyway, let's play that second track right now. Little Bit of Hot by Who Shot Scott. A fantastic, fantastic pick. After this, we're going to be back to play the Lady of the Moment's brand new track, which I'm so excited for. But for now, let's really enjoy Little Bit of Hot by Who Shot Scott.
I think I like it, I think she got it, I think it's now, it's just one problem, it's too organic, I want assaulted, I want it toxic now, I want revulsion, yeah, oh she's so nice, that's why I like her, she's just so earthbound, yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of hot, no, nothing wrong, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of hot, no, nothing wrong with a little bit of with a mouthful of stars, she mad, she fire, then again throws rocks in this bitch, just when it can't seem bad, then the inner motherfucker told me that he wants toxic shit, we could get it in the middle, but I wonder if she, you know, can get me off, thanks to the loss, man, I feel this voice like I can't love it, she don't set me But ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of hot. No, nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of hot. No, nothing wrong with a little bit. I'm gas, she freaky. My guess, she wicked. I can't dissect it. I'm bad, deep in it. My past keeps creeping. I'm mad, she's perfect. She gets it out of me. I think I like it. I think she got it. I think it's now. It's just one problem. It's too organic. I want to salt it. I want it toxic now. I want revulsion. Nothing wrong with a little bit of... How come still feel like that? How come still feel like that? How come still feel like that?
How come still feel like that? How come still feel like that? How come still feel like that? How come still feel like that? I still feel like that.
Ah, so cool. Oh, that's so cool. Hey, now I have a big question for you.
Yeah.
What am I meant to do?
That is such a relevant question today. That's good.
I love a cheesy segue. hey, quickly, one more time for Who Shot Scott there. Such good song, little bit of hot. Such cool guy. So cool.
So good.
So cool. Now, what am I meant to do, of course, is a big question, but it's also the name of a song that is entering the world today.
It's fresh. It's new.
It's fresh. It's new. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you ever get used to releasing stuff?
Kind of no. I feel like it's similar to maybe performing live. I'm always like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm always a little bit nervous because it's so personal. Like, I don't want to write any other kind of music. Like, I want to write music that's, like, vulnerable and it means something and it's about a real experience that I really went through. And then apparently I want to just share it with anyone who would like to listen. So it's kind of bizarre that I keep doing this, but I do. I love it.
Now, is it like a double-edged sword situation where, like, yeah, it's weird to express yourself like this, but you also want to? Or is it more like you've accepted the fact your life is kind of an open book?
Kind of a bit of both, I suppose. I think in terms of like sharing what I want to share about my life, I'm like, well, I know how much I'm happy to share and how much I want to keep private. But still, like I say, like, it is fairly vulnerable to do this, but I love it. I really do. I really love sharing my experiences and then sort of also seeing how they connect with other people's stories. Like, that's the craziest part of it, I think.
Yeah. I bet that's, like, how often do you have people who come to you and say, oh, you know, this really articulated the way I was feeling, or like, people can relate to the experiences? Do you get that much?
I'll get the odd message in my DM kind of thing.
Wow.
You know, with people talking about what they're going through, which is really cool. I think it's really special. And I think the thing for me that I love the most is seeing my music on people's Spotify playlists. And I don't know if people know this, but an artist can see, like, and it feels almost like an invasion of privacy, we can see the name of your playlist.
So, oh, right.
Yeah, so it's really interesting to see where my music ends up on people's personal playlists. And some people are really going through it, you know?
Oh, my God, that would be interesting. And I've always wondered how much an artist can kind of see analytics-wise, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. No, the analytics are fascinating. Like, I was even looking at my Spotify stats this morning, and I'm like, oh, Finland. 44 plays.
Oh, I was going to ask. Where's, like, yeah. What's the most obscure place that your music's been played?
Oh, the most obscure place. Like, I feel like there's so many random... probably the Czech Republic. I'm looking at it right now. We've got the Netherlands, we've got Austria, we've got all sorts. We've even got, Norway. It's fascinating to see, like, how far it all goes. It's so fascinating.
Yeah, it's quite cool to, like, be able to see that as well.
Yeah, I love it. I just wonder, like, how did my music end up, like, you know, how did it end up there in Finland? You know, like, it's available anywhere in the world, obviously, but I'm kind of just like, oh, like, I wonder what someone, you know, how they stumbled across it. It's so cool.
And, like, who is it, you know?
Like, yeah. And did they listen, like, in their car on the way to work, or did they, were they, like, making dinner, or what's the context?
Yeah, yeah.
But nosy old ass.
So let's get into the nitty gritty of what am I meant to do. I mean, this is a question we've all asked ourselves.
Indeed, we have.
And is it, yeah, is it as simple as that? Like, you know, that frustrated nature of it all?
Well, so the song for me was, I wrote it about, like, the moment where I was like, oh my God, my boyfriend is breaking up with me and I need to, like, what am I meant to do? Initially, it's literally about, like, the logistics of, okay, so I'm not going to be going to the family holiday that we had planned.
I need to
tickets. And then I'm like, oh gosh, and I need to, like, re-gift all of the, like, gifts that he's got for me laying around my house, and I need, you know, it's like the logistics.
Yeah.
And then I suppose the question becomes, well, I'm not so and so's partner anymore. So what am I? Gosh, like, what am I up to now? I have to reinvent myself again, find myself again. They're rough. Hey, breakups are rough, and it feels funny. Not funny. Kind of nice now, being like 2 or 3 years out of it, and I'm, you know, releasing this song as I'm currently in the middle of a, like, happy, healthy relationship. But it's just putting myself back into that place that I was in a few years ago. I'm like, far out. Like, breakups really split your life in two, don't they, in that moment?
I don't have loads of breakups to go off of, uh-huh. I will admit. But, like, my God, when you, like, for me, it's that looking back and it's like, oh, why did I waste so much time so sad over that person?
Yeah, I know.
That's the part I always struggle with.
Yeah, it's rough, hey. 100%. It's so rough.
Now, does, like, having a song about that sort of thing, does it serve as a reminder to those bad times, or can you really kind of embrace it as, like, well, look how far I've come?
I think probably the latter, to be honest. Like, with this song, there's a lyric that says, so I'll begin again, I always do. And I think with this particular breakup, I really learned to, and I don't want to get too cheesy, but honestly, just, like, take my life into my own hands a little bit and, like, take care of myself. And I did, like, after this breakup, I had a good solid glow up. You know, so I feel like I'm quite proud of that. And I really, like, figured out who I am. Like, of a big bouquet of cliches, honestly. But this song, I just feel really proud of what's happened after that breakup in terms of how I grew. So maybe this one's not quite so painful for me now.
To be honest, I always thought you were very pretty. I didn't kind of realize you had a glow up, but I've always thought you're very attractive, but hey, mate,
thank you.
I mean, I'm not going to question that for a sec. I'm gonna say you've had a glow up, you know. Congratulations.
It's a partly, like, an internal glow up as well, like an emotional state glow up. But thank you. A bit of both.
That's actually a very good point, because you can have, like, a physical glow up and be sad, and it doesn't feel like a glow up at all, you know? Like, a glow up is fully mental as much as it is aesthetic.
100%, and a holistic glow up is the best glow up of all.
Oh, absolutely.
All walls of Te Whare Papawhā glow up is honestly what we go for.
Oi, I could not agree more. Hey, now, I've had a wonderful time talking to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed our chat.
Now, before we play your track, which I'm very excited to play, If people want to kind of follow you, keep up to date with you, listen to your music, listen to you live in person, what's going on? Where can people do all these things?
Well, so if people want to listen to my music, Spotify is the best place. So just Jazz Patterson, Jazz with one Z, Patterson with one T. And if people want to see what I'm up to, Instagram is probably the best place for that, and that's Jazz Patterson Music. And if people want to see me live, my next fun, cool thing that I've got lined up is I'm playing Electric Ave in February, so I'll be in Christchurch in February.
Oh, my God, yes, that's right. That's so huge.
I, like, double-checked the lineup a few times to be like, No, that's definitely me. So I'm actually doing it. I'm so nervous.
Oh, and you're like, doing the first 2 day one.
I'm on the first day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cool. Congratulations for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't want to, I'm not trying to say you're out here, but big crowds, like huge numbers are going.
I know.
Kill it. You will absolutely kill it.
I can't wait. I'm like so excited. And I'm so nervous. And I'm like, am I just going to be nervous for 6 months until I do the show? Probably. That's the curse of being an artist, is like the joy and the absolute terror of performing live in equal parts.
So where are you living at the moment?
Auckland.
Auckland, yeah, right.
Yes.
Do you miss Christchurch?
Every so often I will text my best friend and I'll tell her that I'm having a Christchurch craving. Honestly.
Oh, right.
There's none of that in Auckland.
None of that.
Not in Auckland, honestly. But do you know what we do have? Is rain every 10 minutes and some really big old motorways and good traffic.
Whoa!
Three times my rent price. No, I miss Christchurch. I do. I really do. But it's good. It's good here. It's good to be based here for, you know, industry.
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah.
No,
it's a good spot.
Smart decision. Right. Well, I just want to say, I didn't realize until you pointed it out then, but both your first name and your last name have like somewhere where there could be a double letter. But there isn't in your case?
Yeah, exactly. Just the singular letter. Because I've been with people when they've looked me up on Instagram and they've gone double T or double D and then they don't find me and it's a whole thing. So one Z, one T, James Patterson.
Yeah, remember that, audience. Remember that.
Remember it.
Right, well, one more time, Jazz, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been lovely to chat to you, and congratulations on this release.
Thank you so much.
And to our audience right now, I'm going to play this track now. Pick number 3 for the guest list today. Technically, I officially made it a pick, which I don't know if I'm allowed to do, but hey, it's now one of your picks.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Are you going to do anything to celebrate?
I'm going to probably, I might have a little vino, I reckon.
Ooh,
to
lovely.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
I might see if I can find like a gluten-free cupcake also. I think that might be the plan.
Oh, are you gluten-free?
It's so sad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But yeah, thank you. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hey, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And that was the wonderful Jazz Patterson for the guest list. And her final pick today, well, mine kind of, is her brand new song out today, What Am I Meant to Do? Here it is. Please enjoy.
Hopped off the train from a light-soaked afternoon to a white hot burn in my stomach, cause you say we've gotta talk. The bones of our conversation
within.
Dissolving from magic to chaos, it all feels so wrong. Untangling, unfolding from magic to chaos, it all feels so wrong.
What am I meant to do? What am I meant to do? Boy, don't act like a stranger. Ignore me when I'm in the room. What am I meant to do? All this time I thought I had forever with you.
Shed with you, begin again. I always do romanticize the things I used to so tender with myself, all wrapped up in blankets, warm in the winter sun. The fallout is pushed and flesh on gravel, but I'll begin again. Dissolving from magic to chaos. It all feels so wrong. Untangling, unfolding from magic to chaos. It all feels so wrong.
What am I meant to do? What am I meant to do? Boy, don't act like a stranger. Ignore me when I'm in the room. What am I meant to do? All this time.
Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.